The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch
it. Okay, okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
This is the Jethro Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. No foolish dreams to make me cry. I'm never frightened, no worried. You know I always get by.
A heat up.
He heats up.
I cool down.
He cools down.
When something gets in my way, I'll go round it.
I don't let life get me down.
And you shouldn't, brother.
Gonna take it any way that I found it.
Hey!
I got the music in me. 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 You say that life is a circle, but that ain't the way that I found it. Gonna move in a straight line, keep my feet firmly on the ground.
I heat up!
He heats up!
I cool down!
Cools down!
Get the words in my head so I sing them.
I got the music in me. I got the music in me. I got the music in me. I got the music in me.
Feeling funky. Feeling good.
Gonna tell ya. Out in the neighborhood. Gonna fly like a bird on the wing.
Hold on to your hat, baby.
On the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
All right, hello everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, November 4th. This is election day in the U.S., and I'm voting for my love, my main woman, my main squeeze. It's my vice president, the girl next door. It's Eloquent Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How you doing?
Good.
That's it? Just good?
Good.
Well, I suppose good is better than good. All right.
Okay.
Very good.
So when did I start running for something?
Well, you are my vice president, aren't you?
Well, yeah. At least I thought.
Of course you are. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to start the show off by coughing a lot. Okay. We do have... Today is Election Day. That's right. This is the day when we choose the president of Norath. Didn't you know that?
No.
The president of Norath. That's right. We have in the front running... we have the drunken dwarf who is running on the Keg in Every Home platform. We have Cheez-It Noble Buns running on the I'm Cute and Furry platform. And we have a surprise third-party candidate running on the What Have You Got to Lose ticket. Okay, if you want to cast your vote, and we encourage you to do so, you can go to kithacore.org and click on the just click on the link there we have on the main news area, telling you to cast your vote. And you too can cast your vote for the next president of Norath. It's a close race so far.
I thought you had it over on the community site.
It is. That link I was telling you about goes to the community site. So there. See, it's better just to say go to kithacore.org and click the link rather than saying go to forums.station.sony.com/eq2/posts/list.m?topic_ID. Yeah. Oh, just go to kithacore.org! Do it! Kithacore.org and cast your vote.
For the president of Norath.
So who's this undeclared person?
I cannot reveal his identity unless he has been elected.
What?
Hey, I don't make up the rules here. It's a surprise third-party candidate.
But...
No.
But...
He's so secretive that I'm not even sure who he is.
Then why vote for him?
For the chaos theory. If you're in a chaotic aligned guild, you may want to vote for the third party candidate. No, it isn't Joskar.
Joskar for president.
Okay. Actually, he can't. Haven't you seen his Facebook? His Facebook page? Much too young to be president.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, Joskar in Norath is ageless.
Is that your polite way of saying he's immature?
No.
Oh, okay. Just my rude way of saying it. All right. So, yes. You know, we're not a political show here, but yes, the election, the 2008 election for the President of the United States is happening. At this time, and by the time we go off the air, we're going to have a really good idea who the president-elect's going to be. And we're not going to dwell on it here, but we'll give you a heads up before we go off the air and who it really looks like is going to go be the next president. Who's going to be our scapegoat for the next 4 years? Because all the president is a scapegoat anyway. As soon as anything goes wrong, oh, it's the president's fault. Really? He didn't hold up that, that bank. You did. It's still the president's fault. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
It's always a good thing.
Moving on is always a good thing?
Yeah.
I agree. So what are you doing in game right now?
Oh, I was just helping somebody else out.
What the hell was that?
They wanted a gee, and...
Oh.
It's pretty.
No. I know what's going on. Hold on.
Too bad I can't wear it.
I don't wear one like that.
What?
Are you, by chance... No, it's probably me.
Right, let me just get out of that.
No, I kept hearing something going on in the voice channels.
I didn't do it.
So I gotta turn that off. There we go.
I thought when I turned off my main volume control for the game that it would turn off the volume control for the voice chat, but I was wrong. I was wrong. Wrong.
So anyway, I was hoping one of our listeners would get a gee.
A gee?
A gee.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry.
No.
You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. Angry.
I just wish I could wear that.
And I have to thank TrueFlight for mailing me the final piece I needed for the purple shiny... the purple shiny thingy. So I don't even know what it is. Don't tell me. I don't even know what it is. So I'm going to go down to the collector here and I'm going to turn it in and see what it is. Because I don't know what it is.
I know what it is.
Of course you know what it is. You know, you do everything like months before I do. Hey, hon, I got this collection done. Oh, I did that last month. But the expansion just came out. So I'm going to head down to the collector.
Not that bad.
You are, actually. You finish everything before I do. That's why, you know, every once in a while, you know, you'll ask, hey, do you need any help down there? No, I just want to do it myself.
Fine!
Sometimes, you know, it's a pride thing. I know it's a pride thing, but sometimes you just want to do something yourself.
Fine! Do it.
By the way, I gotta know, and Karthazor... I know I really messed up his name just now. How in the world am I losing votes on this thing? I didn't think you could actually recant your vote.
I don't know. Depends how you put it.
No, there wasn't a control to... to allow people to change their votes or anything like that. But,
I don't know.
You know, a few minutes ago, the surprise third-party candidate... had 7 votes, and now they have 6.
I don't know.
And now the forums are taking too long to respond. Okay, now he has 8. So that's better. All right. It is a close race between our 3 candidates, and we will keep you apprised on the voting situation throughout the show.
I think Dwarf would be better than Cheez-It.
Yeah, there was some talk in the chat channel here, in the guck.ogr chat channel, that there would be a lot of stabbing going along.
Yes, and that would not be a good thing.
Hey, I think we ought to do this.
No, I don't think so. That would cause too many... Oh,
stabby! Stabby, vote my way! Stabby!
You know. All right, so I'm going to turn this in here. I'm over here at Mervo's.
Merv.
I just call him Merv.
Mervos?
Mm-hmm. Merv. So I want to thank TrueFlight for helping me complete my my thingy. My little collection here. Now let's see what I get.
I told him to be nice.
I have a archaeologist token of excavation.
He wants to charge you 6 plat now.
What? For what?
For the shiny.
No. So what does this token do anyway? Reservations, there's a thank you, blah blah blah.
I don't know if I. Let me see. You know, I don't. Oh, think it's a
rent.
It
it's a rent status reduction.
No, I haven't returned it. I haven't turned it in yet. I thought it was supposed to. You put it in your house and you can use it as a port.
Oh, can you? Oh, okay. Well, there we go. There's a. Actually, can I wonder if you can put it in the guild
hall. Yes, it says that on it. So
does it?
Yeah.
Let's see this.
Yeah, well, put it in your house. What does it even look like?
Serves as a thank you from the dirty excavation team for helping with the excavation. The fable, blah, 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 blah. It does not say that. Maybe it says that once you're in the house.
Well, put it in your house.
Oh, yeah, I have to get back. Hold on a minute. Here, hon, let me try to nail it to this tree. Nope, not working.
What? You're not home?
There's no collector in home, hon. Turning in the collection. Yeah.
Well, you see, now you beat me. I've got it, but I never turned it in.
Ha ha! Allow me to say that again. Ha ha!
And the reason why I haven't turned it in is because I have another turn-in for the Lore of Fauna, the Bellamont. Bellamont?
Bellamont? You mean Behemoth?
Yeah. Behemoth, sorry.
There's no L in that.
Behemoth. And the reason I haven't turned that in yet, as long as I have that activated, I can go pick up more pages to sell on the broker.
Oh, there you go.
To make money.
So. Nothing wrong with that.
But then I'm thinking maybe I could just send Cream out because it's a low level anyway, and she's high enough that it'd be great for her.
Okay,
so.
We cannot put this in the guild hall.
You can't put it in the guild hall, no.
And I have a non-status room at the inn, so this is really not going to do me much good as far as the status reduction is concerned.
No, but it allows you to port.
Port?
Port!
Any port in a storm, right?
Well, and this time it's a sandstorm you're heading into.
See here. Alright, let's try placing it in the room. See what it looks like. Place. It's a little orb.
It's an orb. I could have told you that.
It's an orb. So where the heck am I going to put this orb?
Any place that you wish to put an orb.
Orb. What the hell am I going to put this thing? You know, it looks just like the top of the uridite orb thingy that doesn't do anything. It looks just like that, except it's just the orb. See, Sony was, trying to save money. Going, let's just use something we've done before.
Be nice.
I will make it a giant orb. Now it is a giant orb. Now where will I put my giant orb?
Well, wherever you normally put your giant orbs.
I'll hide it amongst my pumpkins, because I have the corner of pumpkins over here. I can't put it in the pumpkins. That would be cool.
I'm sure you'll figure out something interesting to do with it.
Okay, I'm going to put it right...
It's got some sort of effect on it.
Oh, I know. Put it right here.
Either that, you can make it small.
All right, now let's try it out. Dust off the token. Receiving zone info, I'm in the sinking sands.
There you go.
Kind of wish we could have put it in the guild hall, though. Because, you know, you have that carpet up there to go to, where does that take you? Pillar
that
of Flame?
That takes you to Shimmering
Citadel. But
not really for any low levels.
Right, that's not real great for the low-level people of the guild. I was kind of hoping we can get one of the carpets to go right to the docks.
Well, eventually, but, you know, I'd still say what we need more is something else besides that, but anyway. And we're up to, what, 6 gold a week now?
You mean 6 plat a week?
Yeah, 6 plat, sorry.
Something like that.
Would have been nice if it was just 6 gold.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that ain't gonna happen.
Not to change the subject, but I'm going to. I saw something today. It was
damn
just
you.
Funny.
What'd you see? What'd you see?
Well, you know, more and more Christmas stuff is coming out, right?
Oh, God. Well, I can't complain too much. At least we're past October.
Well, you want to know what I saw?
What'd you see?
I saw Santa's pole.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, this time of year right now is not ideal, but acceptable as far as seeing Christmas stuff out in retail. But, you know, when I went to Costco before Labor Day, I mean, it was still like, you know, 70 degrees out, so, and they had all their Christmas stuff out. What the hell? I'm sorry, it's just, you know, stuff like that. I understand the retailers... The retailers want to make as much as possible and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, by the time Christmas comes, you're sick of it. You know, it should be a, hey, great, it's Christmas time. Let's have cheer and eggnog.
In Santa's pole.
In Santa's pole. Eggnog. Out of Santa's pole. No. You know, that's the way it should be, and it shouldn't be, oh, God, thank goodness it's all over, you know?
Do you want to know what Santa's pole is?
Not really.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Anybody else out there know what Santa's pole is? I got people choking. Oh, come on. Let me tell them what Santa's pole is.
Well, just tell them then, crying out loud.
It's a really big, thick peppermint stick. You know, like a candy cane?
Ah, those
things. It's just a big stick of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it had a name, but it's called Santa's pole.
Okay, then. Kind of like a barbershop pole.
Yeah, but you suck on it.
Hmm. I see.
So anyway.
Anyway, moving on. What are we moving on to? We're not sure yet.
Any place from here, right?
Yeah, basically. I don't know about you, but I'm just wiped out. I've had one hell of a couple of days at work.
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it. It's all right. Not your fault. What the heck is this?
I don't know.
You know, you're supposed to know everything.
I do.
Oh, that's right. You're not the Delmon.
I'm not the Delmon.
Much better looking than Delmon. I've seen pictures.
So have I. Have you seen his latest?
What's that?
Have you seen his latest picture?
I saw some that
the one that Brass did.
Oh, you mean the cartoon?
Yeah, of his butt.
Yep, saw that. Go to thebrass.com. That's the BRASSE.com. And let's see, is it still on the main site there? No, you have to go back one, I think. Let's see here. No, not one. Maybe back two. Brass has been busy, apparently.
Of course.
Two. You got to go back two. To the November 4th. No, that is November 4th. Well, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Oh, there it is. October 30th cartoon at thebrassy.com. And you get to see Delmon's fat ass.
Picking up shinies.
Are you typing and trying to talk at the same time?
You're trying to do too many things at once? So if Cheez-It gets elected, I mean, is there going to be a cheese wheel in every pot and all that stuff?
No, he's going to steal everybody's cheese. Why does that name sound so familiar to me?
What name?
Someone just cast Spirit of Wolf on me. The name is Tamiris. Why does that name sound so damn familiar?
I don't know.
Ah, that's why. Last week I said that I met up with an old friend from the Knights of the Holy Storm. And Tamiris is an alt. Okay. Tamiris, that sounds so familiar. Okay, yeah. Tamiris was their character in EQ1. Right. I knew that.
You did?
I did. So, yeah, for those of you who don't know it, Brass from thebrass.com is also a contributing editor to Massive Gamer Magazine. You can go to massivegamer.com. Oh, they really changed the website there. Wow. Because they launched their official website. What they had up before was just a teaser, I guess. But yeah, you can go to massivegamer.com, and this is the magazine that Brass works for. And I believe it's the next issue. Jethel, Drunken Dwarf, and Cheez-It have been interviewed. I'm going to be in an actual publicized magazine. Isn't that cool?
Yes. I think the boys behaved themselves really well, too.
Well, I told them if they didn't, there'd be no ale and no cheese. And you should have heard Doofu whine about, oh, no ale! Oh! And then I told him that it was Brass doing the interview, and he, you know, combed out his beard and put on a nice set of armor, and he likes Brass.
I know he does.
He's got the hots for Brass. It's the beard.
I think so.
Okay, well...
And that's a hole in the ground.
Yes, a well is a hole in the ground where you get water. Or places that Delmont falls. For those of you who are listening to his podcast, to the broadcast, in the last hour, I guess he fell down some kind of a well in the beta server.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least that's what I got out of it. I don't know. I heard Delmont, deep, dark hole, and you know, immediately thought it well. What were you thinking?
Never mind. You're asking the person that was just talking about Santa's pole?
Yeah, that was wrong.
It's not my fault they put him out there on display.
Yes, it is. It's all your fault. Blame you.
For what?
Stuff.
Like, what sort of stuff?
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Damn skinny.
Do you want to know how many books I got now?
How many books?
Let's see, I just picked up one more. And, I got 317.
How are you keeping track of those?
Well, on the, forums, there is two places you can get some lists. Hang on a second.
You got like a checklist or something like that?
Yeah, there's checklists. If you go to, what was it, the home? Was it down in the home area?
I don't know. You tell me.
Northern Home Show.
The Narathian Home Show.
Narathian Home Show. There is one there. They're put by, books, items, counts, and you. And they have an Excel sheet of that. Then there was another one I picked up the other day, which is a little more spread out. It has all the class books separated and all this stuff, which I'll probably double check all mine on that.
It's all
with that one. But I'm getting down to just a handful of ones that I can actually finish doing.
Gotcha.
The rest of them, I just don't know if I will go after them. They're in places like the Obelisk of Lost Souls, Permafrost, Kazakh Thule, and Ruins of Vasun. Where else? And it's not that I can't go to these places. I don't have a problem. Oh, and Rinnei, the Citadel, not the high-end one. And it's not a problem that I can't go to these places. I can. They're all great. No big deal, you know. It's the fact that not sure if I want to spend a month of my time looking for one drop at a time. Apparently, these don't drop very often. And they drop off of Grays. They're quest starters. But in these instances, from what I can gather from other people that have gathered, who went to go get them, they've spent months and maybe got one of the drops.
Wow.
And there's one I'm trying to find now, which I can't find any information on it as far as, is it race-oriented or is there a prequest to get it? It's called The Dance of the Ancients. And it's about a story about a dance that the Rotonga race does.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that one.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be upstairs in the Coalition Trade Folk Building in West Freeport. And I've gone there, and I can see where it's located, supposedly on the map. So it's supposed to be there. And it's not there.
Hmm.
And I asked Morian, next time she takes out her little rat, to go check. I don't know if she has or not. And I've also posted on the boards to see if anybody else has seen this thing. Some people feel that since the revamp of the trade skills, it's been moved.
It could be. I don't know.
So I'd have to try and beg Domino
to find out. Well, maybe if Domino is listening, then maybe she can give us a clue. I don't know. All right, so let's go ahead and take a music break. Why not?
My book collection bores you. I just know
it does.
It.
I see no point to it. All it does is make it so it takes a long time to zone into your house.
It's the lore of the. It's our history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people work at finishing all the quests that they can and having every single quest done in the game, and my little goal is to try and have a complete book collection. I know there's some that I'll never get just because they're faction tied or whatever. But I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, you know, if it makes you happy, then go for it. But just know for the record.
And I'm surprised you didn't tell me what you usually say.
What's that?
They're not going in the guild house.
No, they're not. I think I've beat that one with a stick now.
I go up and I tell him, oh, hon, guess what? How many books I got? I tell him, he groans, and he goes, they're not going in the guild house.
No, they're not. Hey, hon?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going in the guild house.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I just knew that was coming.
All right, so I'm going to sing live. Why don't you go ahead and turn off your mic there?
Okay, bye, guys.
I feel like singing.
All over or just in spots?
I feel like singing All About the Platinum.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do. As soon as I get this set up. Let's see here. Get this going here. There we go. So we got that turned off. We'll get the music turned on. And sing!
About the Platinum, baby.
Oh yeah.
It's all about the platinum, baby. It's all about the platinum, baby.
It's all about the platinum.
It's all about the platinum, baby.
It's all about the platinum.
It's all about the platinum, yeah. Baby.
So what you gonna do? You wanna go Uber? Can you tell winners from losers? Cranked up mentors bombing for hours. Elemental dragons be pushing up flowers. Heading across the sands with no superpowers. It's like you got no will. You got bombs that got to kill. Packs full of mead rationing gold. Like a clockwork machine. You got no soul. Teaming with a troll. Acting like a ham at the end of the day. Well, don't you feel like a man? Hunting and killing. Got no time for your friends. Gambling with a goblin, trying to double your pay. It's only reading your play. What you look for every day? Scooping up the loot, no time for anything else. Allies, good, bad, who's got time for that crap? It's all about the platinum. That's the dumbest newbie I've ever seen. Tarning in shouts and causing a scene. I got better things to do, got money to burn. Your gank, your rotating camps, you got a lot to learn. Polish and a tomahawk. I solo grim feather. Tremble in your boots when you hear a bat squeak. I got my hallmarks done in under a week. Your mitigation's a disaster. Getting bit by rats and wish your horse was faster. Hey buddy, listen up, get it straight. The sword by your side, I'm using as a paperweight. Advance with your levels, be wary. It's hairy to learn your class, high-end would be scary. So hell, I go for a change. Maybe we'll talk, or go find a short pier and take a long walk. So what you gonna do? Wanna go Uber? Can you tell winners from losers? Cranked up mentors farming for hours. Elemental dragons be pushing up flowers. Wanna run with the ranger, huh?
Yeah.
Popping up arrows as they scream overhead. I'm dressed in the chainmail I'm making. Got my guildies and my homegirls be saying, just staying up all night for the ting. I sing about all the gold I'm making while I'm slaying. Just saying, if I'm flying threads in the sands, the giants and the ghouls know I'm the man. They stand for the knives, but they know it's about to end. They fall by the wayside, my journeymen's are kicking all the ends. My packs got the silvers and the plat. That got my horse dragging tail in the back. Men just keep my equipment up tight and right to keep up the battle all night. Dragons and the like are dying while they're walking or they're running or flying. Coppers waiting down, be busting. Brothers looting all the coppers you're flushing. Waste not, want not, words by we live. A charity of self, all welcome to give. Collections in the nose bring cash. Watch, people die to pay for my stash. Never gonna be without funds and that is why we all say it's all about the plat.
It's all about the plat. It's all about the plat.
So what you gonna do? Wanna go Uber? Can you tell winners from losers? Raised up men, doors farming for hours. And the mental dragons be pushing up flowers.
I saw him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, thought the guards wouldn't wait to kill the Darpa. F-I-P-P-Y, Darpa. No, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back, time after time. Let it be Darpa. F-I-P-P-Y, Darpa. Whoa, whoa, let it be Darpa.
Well, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up.
He goes down faster than the little no pops. That fippy Darpa, F-I-P-P-Y, Darpa. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death though surpasses the Riverville Trout. That fippy Darpa, F-I-P-P-Y, Darpa. Ho ho, that fippy Darpa.
Started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should have got back, but he couldn't wait.
I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste.
A no kebab waiting on his unhinged chains. Fippy Darpa, F-I-P-P-Y, Darpa. Oh, hold it, Fippy Darpa. Around. I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground. Then he'd be for the guards. But it really didn't seem all that hard.
He can't take a hint. He can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy Darpa, F-I-P-P-Y, Darpa.
Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Darpa, F-I-P-P-Y, Darpa.
Yeah, that little nose brain is really a mess. The kind of death wish keeps it coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charged and getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Darpa. And let me be like Darpa. Oh, hold it, it be Darpa. Darpa. And let me be like Darpa. Oh, hold it, it be Darpa. Darpa. And let me be like Darpa. Oh, hold it, it be Darpa.
At 5 o'clock, a Saturday morning. Haven't slept a wink this eve. I'm getting close to level. Let me ding. My girlfriend fell asleep on auto follow and got stuck in a tree. Her tune's dead. Can't rest now. Let me ding. Hear the ding. Just a peep. Getting tired. Gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me. Let me ding. The dregs and bitter blooms of the fear-rot turn the tables and come at me. The bugs and snakes, they bite me. Let me ding. When the sun in rises over the docks that lead out to the sea, I cry out words of anger. Let me ding. Hear the ding. Just a beep sonking out. I'm counting sheep. Getting silly and restless. Let me ding. Hear the ding. Just a peep. Getting tired. Gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me. Let me ding. Let me ding. My eyes having trouble focusing. It's 7 o'clock, I haven't been to bed. Let me ding. Just a few more mobs to kill or turnings from collecting.
That's gotta be it. I'm dying here. Let me ding.
I got down on my knees and did pray to ne'er a sure to answer me.
Or have I finally lost it? Let me ding!
Let me ding. I gotta sleep. My goldfish is plotting to kill me. I can see my parents' tan lines. Let me ding.
Let me sleep!
Oh, let me ding. Hallucinating, my cocaine collection can really sing.
My cat is doing the backstroke. Let me ding.
Oh, let me ding. Let me ding. Reality is leaving me. It's 9 o'clock, I'm late for work.
Ah, oh, come on! Yes! Yes! Mr. Cocaine, I dinged! I dinged!
Dude, you need some sleep!
Hey, you see a carved sign on the side of the road. It says, free zones over to the...
Hi. It's a long, long run of this corona past. It's Carson Cage, keep and using with deep. No but on the sword blade. No but on the pathways. No but on my armor. No but on my hand.
Killing orc and old nasties, wearing gleaming armor to fend off the beasties, and the whole keeps bobbing as the loot keeps dropping. Yeah, the loot keeps dropping while everybody's bobbing, nobody's flying round.
Okay, there we go. That's better. All right, we had a little Fibby Dog part. We had some high pass. A lot of EU1 songs. Have we learned anything during this music break?
I don't think so.
Good. We're not supposed to learn anything. But yes, I just want to plug Massive Gamer Magazine. We have the very first issue.
That we do.
We do. So yeah, massivegamer.com, and it's a new upstart magazine. What? How many issues do they have out now? Let me see here.
15.
Wow. All right, 15 issues so far, and
I believe. Something
Nope. This will be the this month's will be the fourth issue. So I don't know where you're seeing 50.
What's the difference?
Between 4 and 15?
Oh, no. The name of that magazine is what? Massive Online Gamer?
No, Massive Gamer.
Okay.
MassiveGamer.com. And Jethel, the Drunken Dwarf, and Cheese It Nibble Buns will be appearing in the next issue. Actually, you know what? I think we got to check with Brass, see whether or not it's the next issue or the... No, it has to be the next issue because, well, I just submitted the interview like yesterday, so couldn't possibly...
Well, then we're going to have to get a subscription to that one, too.
Yep. I was planning on it once we got paid. We got paid today, so...
No excuses.
No excuses.
Latesh wanted me to come see his house. He's got a...
A thing.
What's the name of the town in Sinking Sands?
Does he have a pole to show
no.
you?
Okay. Marsduel?
Majul. So he wants you to go to Majul and see his pole.
No, his house.
House.
He doesn't have a pole in here.
Latesh doesn't have a pole?
No.
But he's got paneled walls.
Oh, I see.
And he's got it all, you know, sort of different resized, and it's more fey-sized and everything in here.
Ah, I see. But yes, the voting is commencing, Kithagore.org. Click the link to go to the vote. Who will be the president of Norath?
So when's the end of the voting?
I will announce the end probably just before we go off the air. And... I have word that we will have an exclusive interview with the new president of NORAD.
Really?
Yes. No matter who it is, we will have an exclusive interview. We have Dwarf and Cheez-It back in their prospective campaign headquarters. And this mysterious third-party candidate is going to be phoning in his... His interview, we don't know who he is. We will find out soon, I suppose. It's going on 8 o'clock, so we got one more hour. So we'll say 45 minutes until we actually get the results of the voting.
So stuff the ballot box.
Stuff that ballot box, folks. Kithacore.org. Just click the link that says vote for the president of Norath. You get brought to the... EQ2 official forums in the community news area, and it says vote for president of Norath. And yeah, three choices: the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It Nibble Buns, or the surprise third party candidate. Who will it be? Is it you, Elquin?
No.
Could it be Nathan Ironforge?
Oh, please, no.
We don't know. It could be the ghost of Fippy Duckpaw the Fifth.
There's a ghost.
I thought Fippy Duckpaw the Fifth was a spirit.
No, well, who's down in the down below?
Yeah, that's
who's
what I'm
a real
about.
Guy.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never
You've
actually
never seen him. I keep telling you, I'll take you. I got the key to get you in.
McCain and Obama still running very close in the popular vote. But, of course, it's the electoral votes in the U.S. that matter. Obama's pulling ahead.
Hmm. He's pulling... That sounded bad.
He's pulling his head.
You had to re-say it, didn't you?
I had to.
Well, I guess none of our listeners know anything about Dance of the Ancients book. Darn it.
I have no idea. I mean, I only heard about it from you. And you're under the assumption, actually, that the, maybe it's only Vertongas can see the book. I don't know.
I don't know. I know it's not evils because, I ran Cream over and she couldn't see it either. Like I said, somebody also wrote on the boards that, they believe that after the, Trade School area revamps, it was removed.
Could be.
Yeah, but it still says it's on the map. It's supposed to be there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will camp, and I will make a Vertonga alt that can go into Freeport, and I will check for you.
If it's that important to you.
Yeah, but you can't get it.
Why not?
Because it says you're not it's not supposed to be able to give you the quest unless you're 35.
Oh, well, forget it then.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, we have a couple of dings to announce here. Let me see here. There's one back here. Rowane is a level 68 weaponsmith. Congratulations. Let's do a trade skill ding there. Where is it? Trade skill, trade skill. There it is. There it is. Trade skill ding there. I'm going to butcher this name. Owen Emu? Owenemu? The Legion of Kithakor is now a level 16 illusionist. Congratulations. Let's see, I thought there was another one before that. I'm scrolling up. No, I don't think so. I think that was it. And I just received word that Jakare on the Antonia Bale server is now a level 75 Taylor. So congratulations. Hope I didn't butcher your name too badly there. Let's give her the ding, or him the ding, sorry. There we go. Alright, so doing a Rotonga alt, not gonna work for that. So if anyone has a level 35 plus Rotonga who would like to check this out for Elquin so she doesn't go completely insane.
I'm going to go completely insane. Or if somebody out there has gotten it, I'll have to bug some of the other book collectors and say, how did you get this?
Oh, how did you get the book? How? Tell me! I must know!
You're really weird, you know that?
No, I'm not.
So what is the name of the book? Jakari is asking for the name of the book.
Oh, it's called Dance of the Ancients, and it's supposed to be in West Freeport on the upper part of the Coalition Trade Skill area building there. It's supposed to be on the floor over by the bookcases upstairs, where the table is.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's where it's supposed to be marked.
I see.
Bookie book on the floor, it says.
Okay, well, it looks like Jakare is logging on to the evil rat, and
Yay.
He's going to check it out.
So we might find out. We might know. We must have the knowledge.
I've known people that have had that book. I don't know where they're at now.
You will have knowledge, and you will have honor.
I mean, you can read up on it on one of the lore websites, and it's an interesting story.
There are lore websites? I
yes.
have no idea.
Yeah, here, hang on. Give me like 2 seconds to get it up. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes right up there with Santa's pole. Mm.
So you're going to get it up on Santa's pole? Is that what you're saying?
God, we're so dirty.
Yeah, I know. Let's see, where is it? Damn it. Oh, there it is. It's lorelibrary.com.
Lorelibrary.com.
And they've been playing EverQuest since October of 99.
Wow. Beta.
And, they have EverQuest 2 lore, and let's see. Yeah, this is the mainly EverQuest 2 lore.
Mm-hmm.
So any book that has any lore in it that's written, it's pretty much on the site. You can
cool.
do a search. Let's say you want to find out about halflings. You do a search about halflings, and it'll bring up all the text, you know, little small passages from the different books of lore or whatever that have to do with halflings.
Halflings.
This is where I got a lot of information about dwarves to go tease Delmon with his, are you smarter with a Delmon?
And it is official. Jethel is smarter than the Delmon, at least this week. Delmon didn't want to play this week, and I did, so I won. I won by default.
Now, they've got it listed. I guess at one time it was probably considered to be the lore, the history of the Ratonga. But when you read the history of the Ratonga book and you look at this other one, it mentions the dance of the ancients, but the text is not the same.
I see.
So. But I'm getting to a close of collecting, I think.
Oh, God, you've got to be running out of room in your house at this point.
I got plenty of room. I want the other ones, but like I said, until I find out they're dropping better, I'm just not going to do it.
Hmm.
I mean, if I can go from one end of Runny Eye to the other, clearing out the whole freaking thing as I go, and nothing drops, then that's not a very good clue that their drop rate is very good, especially when I can go out to like Everfrost and kill maybe, you know, 10 creatures, and all of a sudden I've got quest drop items, you know, like crazy.
Hmm. One end of Runny Eye to the other, and nothing drops? Or
as far as a quest drop, no.
Hmm.
Quest starter drop, no.
I see. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and replay the Far Back Time Machine skit from last week during the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show. I did receive some emails saying that they really liked it. It got some really good reactions in the chat channel. We're going to go ahead and replay that one.
We're doing repeats already?
Well, it's just from last week.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Whenever I want to play a skit lately, it has to be a repeat. All right, so we're going to play that. We'll be back in a few. All right, guys. Okay, we haven't done this in a while.
Are you sure that thing still
last
works?
Time we tried this, God.
I don't want to wind up with that.
Don't send me that purple dinosaur.
Get into place.
Oh, he was the worst.
Right, I'm in. Okay,
we're firing up the far back machine. A dwarf.
What?
Where did all these DVDs come from?
Well, it's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I know it's Halloween.
Gonna watch them later.
Where are all these? We're gonna have to look at all these. You're gonna fall over.
Jesus?
Yeah, Dwarf?
Are you okay?
I think so.
I'm not sure where. Oh, this place is disgusting!
Ew!
I don't like the sound of that.
Where the heck did that music come from?
Uh-oh. The hell?
What the heck's going on?
Oh, Jethel, you zapped us into the DVD!
Dwarf?
Yeah?
What was first on the list?
Oh, let me get the receipt.
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, Jesus! It's Nightmare on Elm Street!
No!
Freddy's gonna get us! Let's get the hell! Get us out of here! Anywhere! Hit the bus! Oh!
Oh, my head!
Where the hell are we now?
I don't know.
All the crucifixes around here.
Ooh.
Little girl!
Excuse me!
Little girl, can you tell me where we are? Holy crap! It's the Exorcist! Where is the Exorcist? Jethel, hit the switch again! Oh, Jethel!
What the? Hey, do we get zapped to unrest or something?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, this place is kind of weird.
Holy crap, look at that mattress!
Oh, wow!
Someone had a really bad day!
Someone went stabby real bad. Hey, Dwarf, look!
Yeah, what you got?
It's a box!
A box?
Kind of pretty.
It's a puzzle box.
Oh, it's moving! Well, what's on that receipt? What's next?
We have some sights to show you.
Holy crap! Hellraiser! Run!
I don't know about you, Dwarf, but I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
All this running.
Oh.
Now what?
Oh, what's next on the list here?
Look at that guy with the weird mask.
Oh, it's Mike Myers.
You know, he doesn't seem to be going that fast.
Yeah, you're right. I think we can just jog and keep ahead of him. I don't get it.
How did this guy ever kill anyone?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm bored. Jethro, hit the button again.
Hit it!
Oh, you had to get that Tales from the Crypt confirmation DVD, didn't you?
I like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, no, this is too random. Too random, Jethro. Get us out of here. Or bring us home, will ya? Come on, the skit's going long.
I want to get to trick-or-treating.
Oh, my head. Oh, what the hell happened? Oh, well, oh, Jesus. Jesus, what the hell? Why am I chained to Cheez-It and the other the chain's going to the wall? What's happening? What's going on?
Hello, Dwarf. I want to play a game.
Oh, hell no.
For too long, you let two things rule your entire existence.
Oh.
The love of ale.
Ale.
And the love for Cheez-It.
Oh, Cheez-It, my buddy.
The chain which binds you to Cheez-It also keeps you out of reach of that tasty, ice-cold stein of ale.
A stein of ale?
There is a rusty, old hacksaw just within your reach.
Oh.
Ale or Cheez-It, the choice is yours.
Ale or Cheez-It, using the saw. Ale or Cheez-It, oh, ale or Cheez-It. No!
Moments ago, we sent Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back in time to EverQuest 1 to give us a weather report. So guys, tell me, what's the weather like in the Plane of Fear?
It's raining blood! Oh, why would you send me here? Oh, Cheez-It will be scarred for life!
Oh,
listen
oh
to him! Oh, Cheez-It! What the hell is that?
It's Cheez-It, though! Run!
Just moments ago, we opened a portal across space and time to send the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back to EverQuest 1 to bring you the Far Back Weather Report. So guys, tell me, how's the weather in Old Everfrost?
Oh, what are they gonna do?
Dwarf?
Oh, the Jethro?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah,
you
I'm here.
You got big problems.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, where is he?
Oh, what's going on, Dwarf? Oh. Come on, what's going on?
Yeah, well, we're just walking around here in Old Everfrost.
Yeah,
it looks
yeah
a little bit different than the new Everfrost.
Well, yeah, very much,
and, geez, it fell through a hole in the ice.
Oh, no.
I can't find him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, geez, it, where are you? Oh, buddy, where are you? Come on, pal.
Well, did he have one of those fishbone earrings or something?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
He should have been tapping on the ice
keep
or something, I guess.
Keep looking.
There he is.
Oh, you found him?
It. Oh, I'm going to break through the ice.
Hurry.
Jesus.
There
we go.
Get him out of the water.
Get him out of he's a mousicle.
Oh,
Jesus.
Do you have any firewood or something?
I'm going to start the fire.
Yeah, good idea. Come on.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Come on, Jesus. You can do it.
It's getting awfully wet. Okay. Jesus. All right. All the ice is gone. Wake up, buddy. Come on. You can do it.
Come on, Jesus.
Oh,
he's awake.
All right, come on, shake it off, shake it off.
I hate Everfrost so much.
Oh, I can't blame you at all.
Oh,
here,
it's okay.
Here, wrap yourself up in this cloak that I got from this guy.
What
guy? His name is Ice Bear.
Ooh, it's
Archer Ice Bear. Right now.
He gave it to you.
He's all along the lines of my head. Cleave his skull in two to get it.
Yeah, that sounds
good.
Dwarf, right.
You're such a good friend to cleave a guy's skull in two just to get me warm.
Hey, what the friend's for? Oh, I'm glad you're okay, buddy.
Hey, I'm making up some hot chocolate for you guys when you get back.
Hey, that'll be really great.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, is that fire still going?
Yeah, it's getting awfully
nice,
wet around here.
Nice and warm.
Moved off the ice before you lit that, right?
Oh,
brother. All right, I'm pulling you back.
moments ago, we opened a portal across space and time and sent Drunken Dwarf and Teasant Nibblebuns back in time to EverQuest 1 to bring you the far back weather report. And because we've been getting into a lot of trouble lately, I decided to give a treat to Drunken Dwarf. So guys, tell me, how's the weather in Old Caladim?
This is the Drunken Dwarf. I'm standing here in downtown Caladim, and it's not like I would have expected at all. In fact, it's party time! Oh, Jackal! I can never thank you enough for this! Oh, the Brown's finest is flowing like rain! Oh, in fact, it is raining! It's raining here! So much for this jungle! I think even Cheesy's having a good time! He wandered into Ironton Eaves about a half an hour ago! Haven't seen him since! Oh, there he is! Hey, Cheesy!
Oh, I'm not feeling good!
Ha ha ha! You're drunk!
I think I am!
Oh, we're having a great time! What's the weather like?
Is Norath tonight with a breaking news report. And now, Jethel Silverwing.
Thank you.
Kinos is abuzz with rumors sending shockwaves through the streets as word is being spread of a possible tax increase on ale and all malt-related beverages. We've sent our own Drunken Dwarf to Kinos Castle to try to speak to Queen Andronia. Dwarf, can you hear me?
Hello, is this the... Oh, yes, thanks, Jethel! This is the Drunken Dwarf reporting live from the courtyard just outside the castle. I'm being told that Queen Antonia is not seeing the media at this time and I should go away. But I'm going to make one more attempt to see her. Let's get myself tidied up. Going up the steps here, straightening my mail. Brushing the hair back a
hail,
bit.
Citizen.
The beard. Oh, hello, Captain.
Good to see you.
So nice to see you again. Now to knock on the door. Open up! Where's the problem on this stinking town? Get your hands off me!
Stop! What are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll please, please calm down. We're going to get started with the press conference here in just a moment.
Yes. Oh. All right, here we go. Hello, yes. Everyone shut up a minute and let me talk! That's better. All right. My name is Dufu, otherwise known as Drunken Dwarf! A few weeks ago, I was involved in an altercation at the gates to the Kinos Castle, resulting in slight property damage, disturbance of the peace, and an injury to a Kinos guard after he was thrown from his horse. Then I punched said horse in the eye! I am sorry about that. You're looking quite well. For this incident, I am truly sorry and I apologize to you, the people of Kinos. Of course, the Kinos guard. Again, I am so sorry about your eye. Is the horse okay? Alright, I'm sorry about that. And, of course, I apologize to the lovely and perky, the very fair and very nice Queen Antonia. Thank you for letting me out of the dungeon. Yes, this incident is a direct result of rumors being spread of attacks on ale and all malt-related beverages.
have been assured is 100% false. There is no tax being brought on ale, which is very good. My partner, Cheez-It, and I have conducted an investigation and found the perpetrator of this rumor, who was intent on bringing unrest in the dwarven and alcoholic communities. He was arrested earlier this morning and brought before the city tribunal, and now awaits in the city dungeon for his sentence to be passed.
Mr. Dwarf!
Yes?
If I may ask a question, who was it who started these awful rumors of dwarven ale tax?
Well, our investigation took us high and low.
It took days.
From Kinos to Freeport.
To Nariad.
From the Darklight Wood all the way to Butcherblock Mountains.
And Archer's Wood.
We found him trying to break into my house.
Yes.
It was
Jaskar!
And I would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids and your stupid retort.
Yeah, we've heard this all before. Take him away, officer!
Why are you taking me?
No! Don't you know who I am?
I'm your
own Jaskar!
Give him advice,
Wild
Trump.
Yeah, you know it, that Cheez-It. Bring my ale.
You got it, buddy.
Ale for everyone.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of NORATH.
Real Men of NORATH.
Today we celebrate you. Mr. Accidentally Suicide Dives in Heroic Camps.
Mr. Accidentally Suicide Dives in Heroic Camps.
In an act of heroic vigor, you selflessly rode in to save the day, turned with a wave, and rode into the sunset.
You know the chicks dig a hero.
Unfortunately, between you and that sunset was a 30-foot drop and a crater filled with minotaurs who looked at you as if you were doused with barbecue sauce.
Who brought the coleslaw?
Your one moment of heroism in a bad sense of direction just bought you a one-way ticket to the wrong end of a digestive tract.
Thought they smelled bad on the outside.
You've shown chivalry. You've shown class. But you've just been shown the gold star tore a Minotaur's colon. And that, my friend, is something that chicks just don't dig.
Mr. Suicide
Dives into Heroic Camps. Mysterious Ranger Productions. Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of NORATH.
Real Men of NORATH.
Today we salute you, Mr. Accidentally Mistell Cybersex and Guild Chat.
Mr. Accidentally Mistell Cybersex and Guild Chat.
On this special day, we learned a lesson. And that lesson is, take it to a private channel. We didn't need to know that much about your private life.
Speaking of private.
You've been caught with your pants down, your hand in the cookie jar, tossing the gnome, shaving the Karen, slapping the orc, gracing the troll.
Can't you keep it to yourself?
And even though you've scarred your guildmates for life, gloat in the knowledge that a guy playing a video game for 40 hours a week can still get some tail.
Aw, man, she's a dude.
So hold your head up high. You've got charm. You've got charisma. And apparently you have a fetish for Ratonga smeared in peanut butter. Mysterious Ranger Productions is not associated with it. Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of NORATH.
Real Men of NORATH.
Today we salute you, Mr. Takes Role Playing Way Too Seriously.
Mr. Takes Role Playing Way Too Seriously.
While others play the game, you live the game. From decorating your room in false masonry to painting your car to look like a horse.
Well, they call it a Mustang.
Others laughed at your advances, but that merchant in Kino's Harbor is starting to crack. You know, the one with the red hair and the round perky.
Dude, you really got a problem.
They didn't appreciate your heroic attempts to bring justice to the food court by hacking that theater stencil cart to a splintering pile of rubble.
Oh, the glory bars, Julius!
Your honor cannot be swayed. Your shield cannot be shaken. And by the way, your mother called. The papier-mâché dragon you built just burnt down the house.
Mr. Chase, role-playing way too seriously.
Thank you, Antonica. And now here's one from our new album. I think you'll like it. Entertain the crowd here.
Watch yourself.
I said, no one messes with
me.
Yeah, okay, okay. Fine, fine. Dwarf, hit it!
Oh! Antonio Bale's got a great rack. Tries to touch it, your face heals back. Strong and firm, protected from attack. Holds all the weapons in the closet in the back.
What? What'd you think I was talking about? It's a weapons rack!
Oh, you dirty-minded little...
And we're back. Nothing like a little far-back weather and real men of Norrath. I gotta, you know, get some inspiration to make some more of those.
I know you do.
So, looks like in the OGR channel, looks like people are looking through their Halloween goodie bags there.
I got lots of stuff still in my goodie bags.
You do?
Yeah.
Give me some. I didn't have time to stop by the store and get my jelly beans. I'm having a jelly bean withdrawal.
Well, I don't have any jelly beans. I've got cotton candy, and I got popcorn balls, and I got licorice ropes.
Oh, wait a minute. I think Trinity is actually looking in her real, in her real Halloween goodie bag because she's mentioning sweet tarts.
Oh.
So I don't think those are in game.
That one.
You know, I haven't had a sweet tart in years. You're sweet, they're tart.
I have a report back from my Mutanga spies.
Mm-hmm. And anything?
They went, they looked, and found nothing.
Nothing there, huh? Well, perhaps it was moved or maybe even taken out of the game completely.
I hate it when they take stuff.
Yeah, that's happened to me once. I was one step away from completing this long-sorted ethereal energy quest in EQ1 when they decided to take the servers down for a quick patch. They came back up the next day. They removed the long-sorted ethereal energy from the quest.
Bastards.
And replaced it.
They replaced it with a scimitar of ethereal energy, which was far, far inferior than the longsword. That
sucked.
Yeah,
they're telling me they found the book One Last Voyage, where it was supposed to be, but I think, according to EQ Maps, you know, supposed to be over by the bookcases on the floor, not the other ones, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they took it up.
I don't know either.
And it doesn't look like Domino's going to be joining us tonight, so we can't ask her.
No. It's okay.
Maybe she was getting tired of getting on our show and joining us in the chat channel and having us, you know, ask her a bunch of questions. We need to kidnap Hrothgar. Oh, sure. He was in the IRC chat channels for Delmon's show, but my show? No.
Oh, be nice.
I see how it is. Well, at least in the IRC channel, we have the immortal Delmon. At least I think he's still there. His name's on the list. I don't know. I understand he's raiding tonight.
Raiding what?
I'm not sure.
Maybe he's raiding the city of mist.
I still need to complete that damn quest.
Yeah, well, me too.
Yay, Rowane!
Beaver.
Rowane gives me some jelly beans. You know, jelly beans to me are like ale to dwarves.
You still have to. I got those notes you wrote, had me write down.
Oh, you mean for the new song I want to work on?
Mm-hmm. All right, as long as you remember it.
Yep, I remembered.
Okay, fine.
Pretty funny when I have to call up Elko and go, hey, I just got an idea for a song. Write this down.
Because you didn't have your recorder with you.
Nope. Could have sent myself a voicemail, I suppose. Hold on. Where am I? South Kinos, that's right. You know, I think that's a game we're going to start playing next week.
What?
Where in the world is Jethel Silverwing?
Yeah, but I know exactly where you are.
No, nope, people in the guild are not allowed. Will not be allowed to participate.
No, but I'll be accepting bribes.
No bribing the guildies.
Why?
Unless the proceeds of those bribes go directly into the Legion of Kentucky Guild Hall Fund.
Okay.
I hear a kitty.
Yeah, that was Mal.
Get Mal to say something on the air.
You know, as soon as I get her up here, she's quiet.
Well, you can always scratch Mario's ass and get a meow out of him.
It's in the kitchen. You know, while all the other TV channels are covering the boring politics, you know,
mm-hmm.
The Travel Channel has Andrew Zimmer running around eating bizarre things again.
Oh, God, that bizarre food show?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it.
I don't know. You just like weird things.
Uh-huh. That, and, you know, at least I'll know what never to eat when I go someplace.
So, little real world news there. It looks like, Obama has won the electoral votes, and the United States of America now has their first black president. Yep. Needed 270 electoral votes to win, and he now has 333. So, there you have it. And everyone will say,
well, who did you vote for, Jethel?
I'm not telling. So there.
It's more like, Jethel, did you vote?
Yes, I did, actually. So there.
Shocked and amazed.
What are you talking about? I voted for Herman Munster the last time around. Or, whatever the hell his name was. Can't remember anymore. John Kerry.
Okay.
He was a Herman Munster of a guy, wasn't he? he almost really did look like Fred Gwynn.
Now, Lily.
He would have made a good president.
Herman Munster?
Yes.
Running on a ticket?
Yes.
Okay, then. Let's see how our votes are going. And by the way, you still have 15 minutes to vote, folks. 15 minutes to vote for the president of NORATH. Go to kithacore.org, follow the link back to the official EQ2 forums where we have our poll going. Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It are trailing behind the surprise third-party candidate. Who will win? It's close.
It's going to break Cheez-It's heart, you know.
We're going to be hearing him whine about this for a month. He'll be doing stuff like, "How about me?"
You had to encourage him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you started this.
Well, what can you do?
I don't know, but you did it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we got 15 minutes, folks, if you want to cast your vote for the next president of NORATH. Kithagore.org, follow the link back to the official EverQuest 2 forums, and cast
your vote.
How do we know it's not you?
I can say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it is not me.
I am not running. I don't want it.
Why not? Think of the prestige.
I already have prestige.
Think of the honor.
I already have honor.
Think of the platinum.
Well, I don't have any platinum, that's for sure. What do I got here? I got 14 gold at this point. Masu is saying, think of the chicks.
Well, yeah, I was going to come up with that one next.
So what are you doing? What's going on?
I'm working on the Ashen Order quest line in Pillar of Flames because there's another book in it for me.
Oh, God. You know, the United States has the Library of Congress. You're going to have the Library of Elquin.
Norath.
The Library of Norath.
Hey, there's some other people out there that have some really cool-looking libraries.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
I have to come up with something to do.
See, this is exactly why I didn't want to hit level 80.
Why? Because you're going to end up being a, you know, crazy old cat woman on the streets or something? I'm out collecting books.
Okay.
Next thing you know, I will be collecting cats.
Okay, well, I got one of those things that extends your house items 100 times. Oh, not 100 times, but an extra 100 slots, and it does work in the guild halls. So I guess I'll go out and buy 100 cats. How's that? There was a tier 3 on the beta server.
Mm-hmm.
On the beta server, that had 1,495 cats in it, and like a couple of rats. Somehow I don't think they did this in the live servers.
No.
It would just be a gigantic waste of money just to have, you know, that many cats and no sandbox.
Well, you know, sinking sands is nothing but huge, gigantic sandbox.
Hey, there we go. So that's it. So she has, what, 1,498 cats, a giant rat, and the sinking sands, and the sinking sands portal. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Where
the kitties want to go, they just hop over to the sinking sands. Trinity says it's called a pocket expander.
Yes.
You expanded your pocket?
I did. I had to. My pockets were full.
Because of that Santa pole you got.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who might be interested, the Legion of Ithacor is now open recruitment. Anyone except trolls...
We were talking about trolls earlier today.
Trolls.
Troll bashing, and I'm trying to explain to them that trolls are the only ones that eat their own kind.
Yep, trolls are the only race in Norrath that is completely natural to be cannibalistic. It's like, hey, it's dead, it's meat, why not? Because it's your cousin Saul! And he's not dead yet! It's okay, let him do it. I'm almost dead. The hell did that come from? I've turned into a freaking stand-up comedian.
I know. Masuul went out and looked for me, too.
Who? Masuul?
Yes.
Masuul!
He says he's here. He's far over 40. And a rat. Yeah, there's nothing new. There's nothing there. It's gone. Missed out. Now I'll put some.
Gone. I'm sorry. I thought you said con. Like, it's gone.
No. I'll put out some messages to some other book collectors and see what they say too. It's got to be somewhere. I've seen If you look it up on EQ2 Player's item lists, it shows, you know, it being found in the latest of October this year.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was moved, hon. I don't know. I know nothing. I used to know stuff.
As a matter of fact, it's a world discovery. So, and that's another reason to get people out there looking for it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, hon.
I don't know. I'll find it. I know I will.
She must find it.
I will find it. Somehow. If it's there to be found.
Someday, somewhere, a book.
Gotta write a song about that. It's Elkman Jenna. She loves books. She keeps them in their shelves and in her kitchen nook.
Not compared to some of them out there. There's others that are far better than me. They've got every single book in the game.
Every book in the game.
Every book in the game.
In a world where they have every book in the game. Pablo Francisco and his girlfriend Rosa.
Keep going, on a roll.
You see, I think Hollywood should hire me now that, whatever the hell his name is dead.
Fontaine.
LaFontaine.
So quick to toot his horn, and then now he's gone, and you're going, I couldn't.
I don't have anything written down, hon. I just forgot his name for a minute. In the world of Norath, you must fight to survive. One elf is on a mission. That mission is try to grab every book in sight. Okay, I lost it there. It's completely unrehearsed and unscripted, and we're out of our freaking mind, folks. That's our tagline. You got 5 minutes to vote, folks. 5 minutes to vote for the president of Norath. And I'm not seeing the voting numbers going up here. I'm hitting refresh and nothing's coming up. Come on.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's like the electoral votes.
No,
you know?
It's too close. If it was like, you know, it was like 50% for third party and then like 1% for dwarf or something, then it'd be all over. But it's too close. Two people could change this election.
Maybe they don't want to.
Maybe they don't want to vote. Maybe. In a world where people don't want to vote, you have no room to bitch. Am I right?
Of course.
If you didn't vote, you got no room to bitch, folks. So there we go. That's all I have to say about it. That's all I have to say about things.
You sure?
I'm sure. You didn't put in your toot sense, you got nothing to bitch about. We didn't want him if we really didn't. Well, maybe you should have gotten your ass out there and voted then, huh?
My vote doesn't count.
You live in America. Of course your vote doesn't count. That is.
The only vote that doesn't count is the one that's not made.
Well said.
Ta-da. I know I stole that from somebody, but I don't know who.
No idea. Yeah, I think next week we're going to start playing the game. Oh, wait, I know. We can do where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll just drop him from the guild.
Aww.
That way no one can tell where he is. And we'll give people clues. Clues.
Sure.
What do you think? Think we can do that?
Sure.
We can try it, see if it catches on. We'll have live participation. Like, we'll give like a plat to the person who finds them first. No, wait, that's not. No, that wouldn't be fair because that would exclude anyone not on the Antonia Vale server.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll do it over the chat channel. And, you know, no prize. It's just, hey, you found him, you know. So, yeah, we'll give clues to his whereabouts. And, of course, anyone on the Antonia Bale server that happens to see him, you know, boom, hey, he's right here. Oh, okay, you got him. Yeah.
And the question is, what are you going to do with him after you have him?
So, yeah, we'll give him a little stocking cap, and we'll give him a red and white striped shirt and a pair of thick glasses.
Oh, cute.
And he can be Waldo.
Where is Waldo?
In a world where we're... No,
forget it.
God. I gotta write this crap down.
In a world where Rowan completes a risk... is honed to perfection.
Do you want me to go vote again or something?
You can't. Only
Why?
One vote.
How do you know?
Because I can't vote again.
I could have voted from someplace else.
If you have another account, which you can't because you can only have one account, and I don't, then I think you need to be logged in order to vote on polls.
No, I don't think so.
Try it, I don't care.
Okay.
We'll see.
Let's try logging you.
That's weird. I wonder why there's no votes counted for Alaska yet.
Because they're, like, still far ahead in time?
No, they're on the same time zone that we are on.
Well, you know something? Wow.
What?
Dwarf and Cheez-It are tied neck and neck.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said, you know, two votes could, you know, could turn this election around. So I guess people just want to find out who this third-party candidate is. I know who it is now. He just showed up.
What?
Yep, he just showed up, and he has a speech ready. He says, he said it's all over. He's claiming victory. Dwarf and Cheez-It are in the next room having a fist fight, I think. You know, one saying that they stole the votes for the other. But yeah, with we have less than a minute to go, folks. Cast your votes. Cast them quickly. Who will be the president of NORATH? It's close. But our surprise third-party candidate has already claimed victory. I think he's doing a little dance. Latasha's vote is betting that it's Lucan. No, did you
I
see-
hope not.
Did you see a train of nightmare horses in front of the house?
No.
Neither did I. Oh, I see. Latesha's saying you can clear the cookies and vote again. That's how you can cheat the system. Voting reset. Anyway.
You've done it now.
Oh, well. Now we have contention. Now the voting will be contested for months and gone to the Supreme Court of NORATH.
It still looks the same to me.
Really?
Yeah.
No, mine went to zeros. I don't know what the hell happened. But anyway, broadcasting software. Alright, just one moment here. Seeing the new president of Norrath coming to the podium. He's moving rather slow, and yeah, here he comes. He's approaching the mic now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present the new president of Norrath, the one, the only, Rock! Okay, well, he's not saying very much. Of course, that's because he's a rock. Can we hear a yay, Rock?
You've got a bunch of them.
So, yes, the Rock is now... Well, not the Rock, of course, not Dwayne Johnson, but... Rock is now the new president of Norrath. Oh, I've been handed a note. Let's see here. I've been handed a note. He wants me to read his speech for him. Of course, he's a rock and can't talk. How in the world he wrote this note, I don't know. But it says, my fellow Americans, I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of Norrath and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the end-user license agreement of Sony Online Entertainment. So there we have it. There we have it. The Rock. Well, Rock is the new president of Norrath.
It's a nice, solid candidate.
A nice, solid candidate for Norrath. That's what we needed. Those Rotongas and dwarves are all too squishy. Alright, well, there you have it, folks. Rock is now the new president of Norrath. He's going off with this party now to have fun and exciting things. Barack Obama. Yeah. All right, folks, I admit it. I came up with this skit while I was at work. I came up with this whole idea for voting for the president of Norrath while I was at work, and I had no time to record anything. But I couldn't see holding it off till next week. Well, who can we have as a president of Norrath that I wouldn't have to try to imitate a voice for? Rock! But I really don't know what happened to the voting thing here. It did turn back to zeros.
It didn't turn back to zeros for me.
No. But anyway, I don't know what happened. But anyway, the third-party surprise candidate did actually win. Poll. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, now we will have contested voting crap like that.
Isn't it always that way?
It is. So, Alcorn, do you have anyone you want to shout out to?
Everybody in Kithacor.
The Legion of Kithacor, that is, not the Kithacor server. So I don't think we know anyone in the Kithacor server.
Okay. Everybody in the Legion of Kithacor. Surgeon. Tim, Matt, and Kitty.
Of course, Legion of Kithacor. Woo! Legion of Kithacor.
We're almost 70.
Oh, are we now? Let me see here.
We're getting there.
Yep. Well, we're at 20%. Well, we are getting to 70. We're getting there. Who knows? Maybe this time next week we'll be level 70. See, I will announce right now that, let me see here.
We will not be having a show on the 25th, of course, because of that'll be Thanksgiving week. We're not going to have a show then. And but ironically, we will be having a show on Christmas Day.
No.
What?
Kidding. Kidding. But Christmas Day does actually fall on a Thursday. Not a Tuesday, so.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
All right. Okay. Anyway. So if anyone has any requests for the upcoming music montage, by all means, go ahead and tell me in the channel. I'm also in the IRC channel, onlinegamingradio.com. Click chat. Let's go ahead and get this done. All right, okay. Anticlimactic thing for the president of NORAD. I take full responsibility for not thinking of it like the day before. Okay, we have some requests there, so I'll line those up. One name, Freeport. Let's see here. One name, Freeport. If I can find it.
I'm going to go back to watching Andrew Zimmerman eat weird shit.
Oh, God. How can you stand watching that show? I just don't get it.
Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, if you say so. All right, folks, that's the Gentle Silverwing Show for November 4th, 2008. We have voted Rock as the new president of NORATH.
He has a solid campaign.
A solid campaign, a solid president. We'll be back next week with more shenanigans, mayhem, music, and more fun. Who knows, maybe I can, you know, kidnap a guest.
More books.
God, no more books. Had it with your books. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Oh, goodnight, Elquin.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, A 4-Pound Jar, Jelly Beans, A Package of Expired Twinkies, and A Small Rock.
Yay, Rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.